This is the Just Live podcast with Dan and Susie Potter, episode 41.
How do you grow your unique couple connection?
In this episode, we will celebrate 37 years of marriage with 37 life practices.
We begin in 22 seconds.
Live life, see the good days in it, just live.
Life is a remarkable story and adventure that only you can create.
We exist to motivate and equip you to live fully alive.
Today in this Just Live podcast, episode number 41, we're going to talk about how to grow your unique couple connection because we are celebrating 37 years of marriage. And we're
going to
share and unpack. Yeah, let's do it. We're going to share and unpack 37 life practices that we found so far that allow us to have this unique couple connection. I don't know when you're listening to this podcast, but our anniversary is May 24th, 2023, and please feel free to celebrate it with ice cream.
Ice cream, a scoop for every year. My name is Dan.
And I'm Susie.
Together we are
Doozy. 37 life practices we are growing as we celebrate 37 years of love and marriage. Now, one thing that we love to do is add another practice
every single
that we
year.
Have found has made an impact in that particular year. So what you're getting here is our 37 that has been added year after year.
Now, some of these have a story to go along with it.
Right.
Some of them we're just going to mention because they're pretty self-explanatory. But let's start with the first one. The first one is dream with courageous imagination. As a couple, you need to be dreaming forward. But don't just dream. Dreams that go nowhere are nightmares. You need to have some courageous imagination. How do we move forward into that dream? That's something we try to have on a regular basis.
That's right. Number two, live fully alive and intentionally thrive. Now, the fully alive revolution and fully alive couples, these are all apart from the base verse of John 10:10. Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and have it to the full." And we try to learn what that looks like in each of our lives and support each other to do that. And we make it an intentional decision day by day by day to thrive, not only just survive in life, but to thrive in life. One of the ways we do this is on our weekly date. We have a list of questions. We call it our check-in.
Yeah.
And we go very deep, trying to unpack what happened in the week and how we can help each other live fully alive and take it to another level of intentionally thriving.
Number three has to do with our purpose of life. It's to love one God, ourself, and everyone else. And that may be a little different order than you understanding, but in the Bible where it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. The idea is you love
That's
yourself
right.
so that you can love your neighbor. Those people who try to love their neighbor and they don't like themselves, it simply doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to make it a practice that love is going out to God, to ourself, and to others. It is like breathing for us. It is where we always go back to making decisions and everything. Number three is all about love.
Number four, have a belly laugh every day. Now, this one does have a story. We had a couple's shower. This is a celebration. Before we were married, we got together and there were a number of other couples and they all gave us a piece of advice or two standout pieces of advice that we still remember today. And one of them was have a belly laugh
That's right.
every day. Now, just so you know, with Dan Potter, that is quite easy. He's a very funny guy naturally. And sometimes he lets out of his head what he's really thinking.
That's because the bigger the belly, the bigger the laugh.
I don't think that's... No, so have a belly laugh every day. So those endorphins that get released while you're laughing, it's actually overflowing joy, including an out loud laugh is one of my daily momentum goals anyways. But as a couple, that makes such a difference for us. Try it.
Five is pretty complicated. Walk together.
Is it?
That's
it. Complicated?
Every single day, Susie and I take a walk together. It is so important. We do it at the end of the day most of the time when we process, but just getting away from the electricity, getting away from the
yes.
noise, and just walking.
And distractions.
So important.
Right. Number six, always follow tears with a hug. Now, I think this one's personally for me because Dan doesn't shed too many tears unless it's a really sappy movie, and then he does.
Oh, my.
But besides that, I'm the one who has these emotional outbursts, and one of my love languages is touch, and so hug is a big deal for me. So that makes a real difference.
So if you're writing a letter, you always end with a period. Well, the same thing is if there's tears, you always end with a hug.
Yes, please.
Number seven, be second, not first. This is really important to have a focus. When you go into marriage, when you go into being in a relationship, it's so easy to put yourself first because a lot of people even get involved in a relationship. What can I get out of it?
Right.
But if it's really going to work, and we found this about year seven, that we really have to make sure that we take the position of second so that we can say, no, you go first.
Number eight, over-communicate and seek to understand the other. This one's really important because I cannot read Dan's mind. He cannot read mine.
Nope.
And so we have to express ourselves what's going on. Having safety to be able to do that is also vitally important. But we try to over-communicate, make sure it's clear, and we seek to understand each other, not just be defensive about what we're hearing. And one of the things that we've added to this is, what do you need?
Number nine, ask questions and listen before you speak. That's so important because in the heat of the moment, you want to make sure you are heard.
Mm-hmm.
But if you flip that around and you take a moment and you ask questions, not like, why did you say that? But you ask questions beginning with what and how. You
what
really get curious into what's going on, and then you listen. It's incredible the amount of struggle we will eliminate if we just take time to ask the right questions and listen.
10, on hard days, carry hope for each other. This is something we realized long ago, that when we see one of us is going down in our emotions or something has happened, the other one stays up or more up. And carrying hope and seeing the positive perspective and kind of carry each other into that hope space. Now, what's tricky is if one of us have hard days for a really long time, and sometimes that has happened to us as well, and we say, okay, it's your turn today. Carry hope for us today. And we take a break and then we go back at it if that's really the season of life we're in.
Number 11, belong to a vibrant community of Jesus followers. Now, this may look different for different people, but we have found over the years, it's so important to have those people around us who speak life into us and that we can speak life into them. Sometimes it's been a small group. Sometimes it's been an actual church. Sometimes it's been a community that we belong to. But we see that if we're just an island, it's just Susie and I out by herself, we're going to drown pretty quick. We need to make sure that we belong, not just to a community of Jesus followers, but there's got to be vibrancy. There's got to be life there. Don't go someplace that is going to just suck you dry. You want to go someplace that there is life and you can step into it, give life and receive it.
Number 12, share and encourage hobbies. Both of us have hobbies of being out in nature, of being adventurous, of doing art. I have gotten Dan into my doing watercolor, and he's gotten me into inking my pieces of art. Today, I had an experience with our next door neighbors where I learned how to paint rocks. And Dan was highly encouraging for me to go ahead and try out that new hobby. It was so fun.
It was like a rock concert.
Yes.
much quieter. Anyway, 13, take weekly Sabbaths and vacations. This is so life-giving.
Yes.
If you are like, I am too busy, you have just signed the reason why you need to have a weekly Sabbath. Now, a weekly Sabbath can look different for anyone. I know some people that totally unplug from electricity, some people that they get into nature. I don't know what it is. It doesn't have to be on a Sunday, but a time where you can say, this day, the world can exist just fine without me showing up. And also vacation. For you as a couple, for you as a family, to get away and just breathe. Absolutely critical for a good relationship.
Number 14, create unforgettable moments. We are helping each other find things that are momentous. Or if we've had some kind of an event together, then we unpack it and we try to make it a memorable moment that gets remembered for a long time. Many people we know have a lot of stability in same, same, same. And many of you out there probably need same, same. Dan and I need variety. But even for those who need stable sameness, you can have unforgettable moments in the midst of it. We encourage it.
15, be generous is something Susie and I have tried to practice for many years, is we love to give. And oftentimes we'll hear a need and we'll just look at each other and say, what number is in your mind? And when we match that number, that's what we give. And sometimes it's been a lot, sometimes it's been a little, but not just with money, also right. with time. Be very generous with your time.
And your talents. Be and
available.
Abilities.
There are times the phone rings and we had a different plan. And we say yes to what's new that is needed at the moment, being generous with the time, being available, because we hold things like our Sabbath very sacred.
Yes.
You're not going to go get a hold of us on that day. But on other days, we're allowed to say yes mm-hmm. with our time. So time, money, many different ways you can be generous.
Number 16, be brave and vulnerable with your emotions. Now, emotions are these things that sometimes we know what they are, and other times we don't. Emotions are indicators of what's going on. So it may not be the truth. It may not be the reality, but it is what is being felt. And so we are learning to be brave, as in share them, be able to express them, and take them in a vulnerable way with your emotions. And we also try to create that safe landing pad for whatever emotions are happening.
17, kiss each other good night. Now,
yes,
I'm not
please.
Going into a lot of detail on
yes,
this.
Yes, please.
But Susie and I try to go to bed together every night. It's a time we can communicate, and we always end that with a kiss good night. The other day, though, I was up really late doing editing and doing some work upstairs. Susie had gone to bed, and so I crawled in really quietly, and I sort of snuck up and sort of just laid there, hopefully not to wake her up. And she turned over and she gave me a kiss and then went back to sleep. And it was like, yeah.
That's the way we roll.
There's just this moment that it's not even just saying I love you, but it is that physical touch mm-hmm. that we need. So that's something very important for us.
18, celebrate often. What should you celebrate? Everything, yeah. If you're us. We celebrate life. We celebrate getting a piece of mail in the mailbox. We celebrate sun outside. We're looking for things to celebrate.
Keep a kazoo handy. Keep a kazoo
are
handy.
Are you? And how can you celebrate? You can celebrate by having a hug, a high five. If you're Dan Potter, you need to have ice cream if you're celebrating.
Susie, just a whoop whoop.
Yeah, there's so many ways that you can celebrate. And this also helps create those unforgettable moments.
One of our high values is adventure. So 19 is see every day as an adventure. What is the adventure we can live today? It's very self-explanatory, but it's a mindset that today is an adventure. Mm-hmm. Let's live it together.
20, pursue passions. What is it that you're passionate about? To be honest, over the 37 years, some of our passions have changed. They've adjusted. There's been different priorities. But when we identify those passions, we go for it. Currently, one of our newest passions that gives us so much life is not only to connect with people with unique connections, but to help couples really find their unique connection as well. And that's just a passion that together we both have and together we get to pursue.
And some of those passions are not shared. And it's important, if you're not the one that shares the passion, to encourage it in your significant other. 21, invest quality time to leave a legacy. I think it's really important for every couple to begin thinking, what is your legacy? What are you leaving behind? And it may be children, it may be finances, whatever, but it doesn't happen without an investment. And one of the greatest things you can invest is your time.
22, see the good. Now, this is a perspective challenge for us, and this is number 22, and this came at a time when things were tough, and it was really easy to see the bad. It was very easy to see the negative, and we chose to encourage each other to see the good, to have a top-up, cup-overflowing perspective, which if you're looking for it, you can usually find it.
23, go deeper into heart things. This is specifically for me. Susie always goes into heart things. She has a shovel with her at all times. She digs down deep. For me, I'm more of the surfer. I like to stay on the top. But it's very important as a couple to go deeper into heart things. Spend some time there.
24, show up as your unique self. Now, Dan and I are very unique. If you know us, you know this is true about us. And if you just know us here by the podcast, let's get to know each other and you're going to find out. We are both very unique, but we have been in situations where the culture around us, the place we were working, the environment, they promoted same, same, same. Don't raise your head above anybody else. And that's really tricky for us. And each of us are unique in a different way. So we really encourage each other to show up as who you really are.
God didn't create you unique so that you would change and be like everybody else. So show up in that. 25, seek wisdom from family and friends. Enough said on that. You don't know enough to live this life on your own. So seek wisdom from those people.
26, never make a decision when down.
Okay, say that again, Sus.
Never make a decision when you're down. If you're having a tough time, if you're really tired, you're really exhausted, you've had an intense season or day or whatever, it's not the time to make a decision. We've tried that.
The worst decisions
we've ever made. And have made some really bad ones.
Yep.
So we're like, okay, is this the right time for a decision? Let's wait on that decision making
process. It's not just
down.
It's also when you're tired. When you're tired, it's not a good time to make it.
Yes.
27, serve and allow yourself to be served. Now, 3 weeks into our marriage life, we were at the kitchen and I wanted to do the dishes to serve her. And she wanted to do the dishes to serve me. First argument we ever had. Had to do with who would serve each other.
And no, let me do the dishes.
Yep. I think one of us even got shoved, but I'm not sure about that.
But that probably was you.
Serve and allow yourself to be served. Being in a couple means you go out of your way to serve, but there is times where you have to allow them to do the same.
Number 28, be authentic with no secrets. No lies. Be real. And we try to create that culture for each other.
29, explore the story you're telling to yourself. A few years ago, that's what we decided to do. When we're in a moment of conflict, a moment where there's some disconnection, we stop and explore. Suze, what is the story you're telling yourself? Here's the story I'm telling myself. And there are so many aha moments because we're hearing, we're feeling things differently. So we move away from the conflict into who we are and where we are, which helps us then defuse the bomb.
Number 30, look into each other's eyes.
She was looking in my eyes.
We love that.
31, speak their love languages. It's important for us to know what our love language is. Mine is definitely acts of service and touch. Susie is everything else.
And it's true.
If you go to a country and you're trying to communicate and you only know your language, there's going to be a lot of miscommunication. Same thing is true in a relationship. If you don't study their language, what does it really mean to have quality time? What does it really mean, acts of service or gifts or touch or I missed one.
I know. What?
Physical.
Quality time, touch. Acts of service, words of affirmation, and gifts.
I couldn't think of words.
That's my top one, words of affirmation.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Dan has learned how to speak words of affirmation, even though that is not his love language, because he knows how important it is to love me in that way. Thank you.
Yes, I don't need the words. They feel nice, but I've had to learn how to speak them, so learn their language.
Number 32, have a grateful mindset. So gratitude is a big thing. It really is impressive for us in mental health to have that anyways. But especially with each other, be grateful. We often say thank you to each other, even though we have our different roles, our different responsibilities that we generally do. We try to be grateful.
Three of the things that are really important to us are in 33, belong, connect, and grow. There's just something when you have a sense in your relationship that you belong, that you are connected and you are growing together. When you feel disconnected, when you feel, I don't belong here, when you feel you're not growing, that's a huge sign of trouble. So we oftentimes will come back to, do we have a sense of belonging? Are we well connected? Are we growing?
Number 34, pray together. Now we do this at night, as you've already heard, but we also try to do it at each of our meals. And we try to do it when there's an issue that's happening either to one of us or that we hear from others. And it's really important for us. It's our God connection together.
I also pray a lot when Susie's driving. Just kidding. 35, never go to bed angry. We have practiced this really from day one. And there have been some days that we were angry. There are days that we did not go to sleep very early. But it's so great to wake up in the morning having the problem, may not solved, but there is an ability to communicate, to walk through it. It may not be for you, but this has been a key for our relationship, because we want to make sure that when we kiss each other goodnight, we're not snapping at each other. Mm-hmm. We love each other, and we can
everything is clear.
Too. Right.
Yes. Number 36 is a little bit different than last year when we added it. Last year it was do hard things. And this year we've changed it to do important hard things, because there are things that we do that are really difficult. We need to persevere and keep going. But we've chosen to change that to do important hard things.
Yeah, because some people that they just thrive on doing hard things. And that's not the point. The point is that there are really some important things that are hard. Do those things.
Mm-hmm.
37, the last one is mentor unique couple connections in others. We're living as a unique couple. We are well connected. Our connection is unique. It is with every single couple.
And it's growing.
And at this age and stage in our life, we realize one of the greatest things we can do is to mentor others to have a unique couple connection. It's never going to be the same as anybody else, but to walk through that journey with other couples.
This year, we've started something new. It's called Seasons of Life for Couples. It is a 12-month journey enabled to help you grow your unique couple connection.
It takes you way past these 37. It goes very deep into your unique connection.
So we have something called the Growth Triangle that we instill three parts. You get a weekly tool that you work through as a couple. You have a monthly mastermind with other couples that are going on this journey as well in their season of life. And there's a one-on-one mentoring time with Dan and I over Zoom, or if we're local, we meet up together. This has been an amazing new set of challenges and really a passion that we have. And if you are interested, if you are a couple who's interested in being a fully alive couple and going on this 12-month journey with us, please reach out and contact us.
Because here's the thing. You, as an individual, you are unique. And your partner is also unique. And somehow you need to embrace that connection of together. I'm unique. You're unique. And that uniqueness actually creates a connection. And too often, people use it to disconnect. And this whole journey is about you be you, you be you, and watch the beauty of that connection.
That's right. This is a place where you can feel safe, you will be supported, and you will be known.
I just want you to know that this is not a prescription. This is a path. It's a journey.
Yes.
Not everyone's going to end up with the same thing, and you're certainly not going to be like us.
Right.
You're going to be like you, and that's what mentoring is about, helping you find that journey, you as a couple, moving forward.
We hope one of our 37 life practices has encouraged you to thrive in your fully alive life.
Yeah.
No matter if you're single or married, you have certain rituals or rhythms, whether they're daily, weekly, they will mark your future. Mm-hmm. And we hope your next 37 years will be as blessed as ours have been.
We encourage you to get a hold of us if you are a couple wanting to go on this 12-month journey. It is pretty incredible. We start off with just a conversation to see if it's right for you.
Yes.
It's an hour long. We would love to just go online and chat with you and see if we can help you grow your unique couple connection.
So here's for you. Let us know in your life what practices have helped you grow. Please share yours in the comments or contact us in any of the ways we are connected.
May you live fully alive as you love your life, your world, and your God. My name's Dan.
My name's Susie.
Together we are Doozy. Live fully.
And love fully. Thanks so much for joining us. And we hope you will have life practices that make a difference for you to grow and celebrate your togetherness. Okie dokie.